know there was a grapefruit highball?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
It's okay.
I've tried it.
What'd you think?
It's okay. Since that reviews highball.
Your rant ended right as I started recording.
Why did That's you? Impressive. You could have started recording at the beginning of the rant.
That was as fast as I could get the machine going. Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I'm sorry that I'm on time.
Again. Careful.
I know.
We're all a little sorry. That's his problem.
Because if I rear end him, he's the one who hit me.
Yeah. It's a self-solving problem. What do they call those?
Victimless crimes?
Oh, yeah. Questions?
Sits up.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
Kendrick.
And there's a guy walking down the street, and then another set of people doing some shady shit on the right side of the street.
That's their property.
It's their prerogative. Amy's convinced that white supremacists live at that house.
They do live at that house.
And it's because of this weird swastika-ish David, Star of David symbol on a car that's there for like once a month.
A swastika slash Star of
yep,
David.
Yep, I don't know how else to describe it because that's the same way Amy described it to me, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I finally saw it one time. I was like, this combines things that should never be combined.
Those don't go together normally.
No, they don't. Is that, did I describe that about right, Amy?
Yeah, it's like a swastika around the Star of David.
Okay, that
somehow it's now a circle swastika.
A circle swastika?
A circstica?
Are they not just for Jews?
To Google it.
Yeah,
to Google it.
It's always hard.
How do you, so we've kind of talked about this off and on, but how do you feel about this James Gunn thing?
Who?
Exactly. That's it, talk, everyone.
The director that they canned because he had a tweet 20 years ago about something?
Yes.
I think it's the dumbest thing, but I haven't actually looked into the tweet that he said, so.
There's like two tweets people are using as the archetypical tweets that he was doing. But I've never really heard how many. Have you heard how many, Amy?
Tweets?
That James Gunn did that were offensive to Disney.
Oh, a series of four or something?
One of them was joking about how he likes little boys. Or, I'm sorry. It was a tweet about how he likes little boys. Another was a tweet about... Oh, my God. I think it was something about rape. But once you read them... Even if they're not put into, like, the full context of the series of tweets, it's almost satirical. I don't know, just based on, like, him.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just, I agree. If you don't have an opinion, that's fine. You're allowed to say that. You're allowed to sit on the fence.
I've heard that he got in trouble, but I felt like investigating would make me angry, so.
Yeah, it did. Oh, wait, it made me angry.
Yeah.
Or made me a little frustrated, because... I like the amount of people that came and stood up for him, though, because the whole cast was like, you dumb, fucked up, Disney. And then they threatened to not use the script for Guardians 3.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Which was a really big mistake, I think, on their part, because their actors started to ask if they could have their contracts canceled.
Yeah.
That should chill out, Disney.
That sounds like, I don't know what they're doing or why.
Well, they're trying to... do the thing.
Kind of sounds to me like they're trying to use that as a reason to get rid of him for other reasons.
Cool.
Hi, Ball.
Yeah, that's weird, though, because he hasn't done, I guess, no, the public eye.
Ooh. Maybe they had to give him something.
A very satisfying little pop.
Yeah, this batch has a nice little pop to him. The last batch that I got, that's the next batch after this one, had three cans smashed in it in shipping, so I'm...
Sweet.
I mean,
so you're giving a free case?
I think I might have missed the window because it came while I was gone.
I'll just call him anyway. Just lie.
I'm tempted.
I went to the Sunglass Hut to get some sunglasses for our camping trip that we just went on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I had these Maui Jims I got you guys from guys a long time ago. And she's like, oh, yeah, just tell them that you got them like less than a year ago and they'll replace them for you. And I was like, lying. Way to get around warranties.
Cheers.
Ting.
Yeah, I have a messed up light panel that I bought, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it, and actually was taking it apart yesterday to figure out what was wrong with it, and I found a broken component, but it was cosmetically broken, so I realized it was the battery.
Oh, okay.
That was a separate piece, but when I reassembled it, I did it wrong, so it doesn't quite fit right, and the screen's broken, so, well, I tracked that down.
Did you know I learned that the or I heard somewhere, sorry, I didn't learn it. I heard it somewhere and I thought it was interesting that the, like, little stickers that, like, Nintendo and all these companies put on their products that say void if broken aren't really that, like, enforceable.
Yeah.
Like, you can still send it back if it was broken and you looked inside of it to see if it was broken. Because that's not, like, they can't, I don't know. There was something about that where they were, like, they have, like, a weak leg to stand on, like, most NDAs.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, but you're still going to fix it for me, you know. Yeah. Would you get some new sunglasses?
That was 6 months ago.
No. Come on. I see you every day. You can't just lie to me about new sunglasses.
4 months ago.
Okay, there we go. That sounds more right.
I got them for Scotland when I went to Cabela's.
Oh, yeah, because you, like, you love giving money to that terrible company.
Yeah, what are they terrible for?
I don't know, actually. I was just trying to trigger you.
Okay.
And I can't trigger you this morning. Like, it's bothering me.
I can't seem to figure what things they've done. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I can't keep track of which ones are terrible.
I don't know if they've done anything, actually.
They probably have. I don't know. They sell guns. That's probably wrong, right?
Your apathy, or lack thereof, I guess, is... No, it's definitely apathy.
You're just hitting on all things I don't give a shit about, man.
It is disgusting me today. You go to Scotland for 7 months and come back and seem to not care about anything.
Scotland, no.
Did you know there was a grapefruit pieball?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
It's okay.
I've tried it.
What'd you think?
It's okay. It's like Reviews Highball.
I like the vanilla one.
The vanilla one is interesting. Because it's the only one that I've drank and been like, I want another one, but, like, I simultaneously don't know if I want another one.
Yeah, you drink a few of them, and you're like, this should be sweet, but it's not.
Right, that's what it is. Because you can, like, your brain can put the sweetness in lemon lime, and your brain can put the sweetness in, like, a grapefruit.
Well, I think it's more that you as an American consumer, have never had things that were vanilla flavored that weren't also quite sweet.
Maybe you're right. I've had vanilla before, like, on its own when I'm making
straight
stuff.
Vanilla extract.
And I, like, drink it, because I like...
And then you're like...
Gah. It's sterile, and I like the taste.
And you're like... Gah, gah.
Well, it's mostly just the ethanol in there.
Yeah,
like,
that's why. You're just...
It's like strange moonshine vanilla.
Yeah.
Don't you know you're supposed to store all of your vanilla in moonshine?
Yeah.
Because it has a dual purpose.
Yeah.
You get vanilla-flavored moonshine... And it evaporates quickly, so you can use it in baking.
Uh-huh.
And it gives that bacon a little kick. That was me trying to kick, but your car is too small.
It's
can you get
small.
A bigger car, please?
Yes. I'll buy one now. Hold on.
So tell us about your Scotland journey. In 5 minutes or less.
Yeah, we
that's how much time we have now.
This talk's going to be a little shorter now, kids.
For, like, the next 6 months.
The next couple of quarters.
Because we define all our podcasts based in quarters.
Just the email I saw the email that came out about that for the next few quarters, and it was like, who talks like that?
What are our quarters again? Are they off weird Salesforce quarters? Help.
So I got to Scotland.
So for the last one year, you've been going to Scotland.
This is the second time I've done this thing, the Island Challenge.
The Island Challenge.
Sure.
That has nothing to do with hula skirts and roasting pigs, my friends.
It's the Highland Challenge.
Oh, I thought you said Island Challenge.
No, this time that we were on an island.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay.
We made it to Skye, actually. So.
And he eats some haggis first, I think.
Well, the first thing I did actually was eat some haggis, but it was on a pulled pork sandwich. Because there's a place
pulled
in Edinburgh.
Haggis sandwich?
There's a place in Edinburgh called Oink. And it is some of the best pulled pork I've ever had in my life.
I'm still confused, because is that like a Crave burger at that point?
No, it's pulled pork with a smear, like a layer of haggis.
Can you, like, I mean, a layer of haggis is basically a layer of, like, stuff stuffed into intestine.
No.
Isn't it? I thought that's what haggis
was. That's how it's cooked.
Oh, okay. So what
haggis,
is it?
The consistency of haggis when you eat it is like ground beef. Like,
okay.
A little greasier than ground beef.
Okay.
It's like a loose packed sausage. If you want to wrap your head around haggis, think about a Scottish equivalent of chorizo.
Well, I mean, like, I always get confused because people tell me that there's not meat in it, not just meat in it, because there's, like, oats and stuff.
So the content of haggis is
one
about half mutton. 2. And then oatmeal,
3.
And then a collection of organ meats, including heart, lung, kidney, and liver.
Which all just kind of taste like, or feel like hamburger once you
when you grind it all up and mix a shitload of spices in it, because it's got a shitload of spices in it. Yeah. Farewell, Hat.
What kind of spices are Scottish spices? Sage?
Yeah, parsley, rosemary.
Okay. Pepper. So you're not looking for, like, spicy spices here. It's just more of, like, the kind of...
aromatics. The kind of things you'd get from old school... old school French cooking, I think, would be very similar to the spices you'd see.
You see how cultured we are here on Sidstock because Kendrick knows things like French spices?
Well, I mean, it's not all of them, but that's where they'd get some of their spices. I mean, you're not looking at, like, Indian spices.
Yeah, or, like, Mexican spices. Yeah, yeah, that's why I was asking, because I think my lizard brain thinks spice is always hot. But spice isn't always hot.
And there's a lot of herbs and things in there. Now, for the record, that's modern haggis. Historic, I have no idea what they would have put in it. Whatever they had.
Mm-hmm.
Which may not have been much. But the trick is you grind the bejesus out of it, so it's all just kind of a sausage. It's just a loose pack sausage. And it's delicious. And it's very filling. And then we had it deep fried.
Deep fried haggis?
Yes.
Does it fry in the intestine?
No. You never actually see the stomach that it's cooked in.
Okay.
Or like
stomach, sorry.
Yeah, you never do. When you get it deep fried, it comes in like sausage links. Big, like bratwurst-sized sausage links that they then bread and deep fry.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds worth trying. Do they have any places that do good haggis here in Merca? Or in Colorado more specifically?
You can usually get it at the Celtic festivals.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's tough, and it's an approximation because you can't buy lung in the United States.
Because
for some reason,
it's got the disease in it.
Sure.
The mad lung disease.
I don't really know why. That's probably what it was. I'm sure someone got choked on it once or something, and then someone decided, we can't have this.
Whoa. They didn't outlaw coffee because some lady spilled coffee on herself from McDonald's, okay? So don't just
make all these... Oh, yeah,
they tried to. They failed, is my point.
I guarantee you someone had a bill on the table somewhere that was banning coffee because that event.
So was Scotland a good trip?
Yes.
I mean, did you have fun? Did you
I loved
anything?
Every single minute of it.
Did you guys go hiking up and down a mountain both ways, uphill, in boots again?
Yes, we did different mountains. We did some commando training. We did,
Like, you didn't have any underwear on?
No, we chopped each other in the neck and screamed commando a lot.
God damn it, Kendrick.
Learned how to kill people. sentry removal. Learned how... and then we did a little cat and mouse game where one group went out into the hills, and then the other group had to find them.
Huh.
We did not find them.
Really?
Yeah, they disappeared real good. And they had to blow a horn every 15 minutes, but the horn was completely lost in all the wind, so we just wandered around for about 2 hours, and then ended up finding them. We were all very crafty. Their team was very coordinated. They had lots of, like, they had an idea, and then they executed on it. And our team was very like, let's try this. No, let's try this. No, let's try this. So we did like 6 half ideas, and they had one big idea.
So did you guys get found when you had to do it?
No, we didn't switch. We only did one side.
Oh, okay.
And then we learned how to kill people with daggers.
You didn't already know that?
Well, this is actually more on how to stop getting killed from someone trying to kill you with a dagger.
Mm. And then kill them back.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's something that you do every year, and you have to give the guy money to do, because
yep.
He's got to coordinate all of it.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's about it's 750 pounds.
That's like $900.
And that covers room and board for 6 days.
Oh, cool. So what kind of food do you guys get while you're there?
Oh my God, the best food. We get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we get breakfast, which is cooked to order. It's like smoked salmon and eggs. There's a smokehouse right next to there, so it's fresh smoked salmon and eggs. Scottish porridge with a bunch of stuff to put in it, spices and
what's
things.
Scottish porridge?
It's just oatmeal, but it's got a bunch of like cinnamon and nutmeg and stuff in it. But it's better there than it is here. I don't know why. I think we overcook our porridge maybe here. I don't know. But or overwater it. I'm not sure. But it's better there, basically. And then they have a whole bunch of croissants and cheese and stuff like that to get you off to the good start of the day.
Nice. And then you don't need to get in the right lane.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. And then... lunch, we would take places, so it was a little, it was like a little box full of meat, cheese, or fish, and then bread, some fruit, this one. Next one. They all look the same on this side.
Wow.
Racist. So then dinner, it was a set menu and we had 7 things to pick from. And it was things like halibut with...
over, just for the halibut?
Yeah, halibut over potatoes with chorizo and shallots or something. It was fucking, I got a picture I'll show you right now.
How do they get chorizo?
Chorizo's big right now. I don't know what it is, but it's hard. It's almost more like a salami. It's very strange.
Interesting.
Very good, but very strange. I was not expecting that when I got it. It's much more like cubed pepperoni or something like that. Like,
cool.
Yeah, it's real good. But yeah, and then we had like lamb, and they had all kinds of fucking amazing, delicious ass foods.
I've never had ass foods before, but yeah.
Yeah, you have.
Oh,
you've been to Arby's.
Wait a minute. Hey, why did you choose Arby's?
Because
you're so hungry you could eat at Arby's.
It seemed like the appropriate.
What is that, Amy?
It's a Simpsons reference.
Oh, you guys keep doing that, and no one has made Simpsons available to watch on Netflix yet, so. How am I supposed to get all these Simpsons jokes?
Valid. So, here's a picture.
The rest of the podcast will consist of Kendrick showing me pictures off of his phone.
Just one picture.
Oh. Is that the chorizo thing?
That's the halibut over potatoes.
Just for the halibut. Why are there, like, red balls on
those are fresh tomatoes that have been slightly roasted. They're delicious.
Wow, it looks really good. Why is it so fancy?
That's just the restaurants that at the place we stay is really high class. It's like a little B&B.
Oh, okay. So I was so this is what I imagine, right? Mm-hmm. You guys are on some dude's farm, and it's like Dwight Schrute's farm, where like you guys basically are just doing stuff out in the farm area, right?
Yeah.
And you pay for board, but it's like sleeping in a barn, and you pay for food, but it's like whatever Dwight Schrute could cook people.
No, this is the food is one of the best.
Scottish
parts.
Dwight Schrute.
Yeah, the food's one of the best parts. We stay at this place called the Glenuig Inn, and. It is right off the ocean, like, right off the ocean. And they do sea kayaking is their main thing they do. And then they're also sustainable. They have, it's a 4 little cabins and a bunkhouse. That's like a little hostel room upstairs. And they generate 1 bag of trash a week because they compost everything. And they take all their food scraps and compress it down and burn it to use, to do the water heater to
run that's the pretty sweet.
Hot water. Yeah, it's a very cool little place. The problem is they need to work on their service because the people won't usually travel across the country to come stay at your place because of the greenness of it.
What do you mean?
That's a neat
thing.
They're
not servicing their grounds? Or?
No, it's like...
Oh, okay.
The 4 people that work there aren't the speediest or the best at their jobs.
Like we doing struggled. Service or something?
We struggled with like... So there was 12 of us sitting at a big table
mm-hmm.
ordering... You just imagine the least efficient way you could achieve that. That's what they did.
They have you text the server, and the server's phone is off, so they have to check it via their email. But they can only do that once a minute because the internet keeps going down.
You're not far off.
Okay, cool. That was the least efficient way I could think of when prompted.
Yeah. So, more paper involved.
But yeah, everybody writes down their order on slips, and then it gets mixed up and in a hat. And they have to pull out their order, or they don't get anything.
We all lined up and ordered things one at a time. And then at the end, the number was rough.
Stuff like but you did it one at a time, so
yeah,
we're okay.
Yeah. So, but no.
Can you stay there like without having to be part of this program?
Yeah, it's totally legit. It's just it's a regular little hotel. The upstairs. So what we do is there's a bunkhouse where you rent a bed, right? And you're staying in there. And there's 2 showers. And you're staying in there with whoever else is up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We rent the whole thing.
Okay.
And then we rent another room for the girls.
So there's only 2 beds for 10 people?
No, the bunkhouse has like
10 beds in it. And then 2 showers. Gotcha.
And then 2 showers. And then the other one has like 4 beds in it. And it's a little cabin thing.
And do you have to manage all that? Or do you just do...
That's all covered in the in the $700. 700 pounds. 800 pounds.
Per person.
Per person, yeah. And if you look at it, that's 6 meals, dinner, 6 lunches, which are like 5 or 6 pounds a piece. Really not a huge thing. 6 breakfasts and 6 nights in this place, which is actually not that expensive.
Well, that's what I was like. I was like, man, I should go do this, but I don't think I can do it without doing the class. So
you can stay there.
Mm-hmm. Just not get all the discounted stuff. I guess there's no discounts.
It's not really necessarily a discount. You'd probably spend less than that if you stayed there, but then you'd probably want to go do stuff and you have to go do stuff.
I don't know, man. It's vacationing. It sounds beautiful in Scotland, and if you're by the ocean, you can probably just hang out there and
you can,
like,
yeah.
relax.
There's, you're a long walk or a short drive and a short walk from Smissary, which is this beach you can only access by foot. So that's kind of cool. Hmm. So it's just around the corner. So there's a beach you can hang out at. It's really nice. Yeah, no, there's lots of neat stuff there. It's neater when you have a guide, because there's lots of places where we just kind of went, and you're like, are we supposed to be here? You just go around this gate, and then you go into this place. And you're like, I don't think, like, me personally, I wouldn't have gone that way, because it would have been like, oh. I'm not supposed to be here.
I kind of have a similar mentality, and I was telling my parents about that while we were camping, and my mom told me this story about how my dad got lost in a tortilla factory somewhere, and started making tortillas with the people in the back. And I was like, how did that happen? And he was like, well, I just wanted to see how they made the tortillas, so I just walked around in the back so I could watch them. And then they asked me if I wanted to make some, and I said, no, thank you, I'm just watching. And then they had to make one anyway.
And then they just handed him tortilla
and
dough.
And then my dad tortillas. Became a tortilla maker for 5 minutes. And I was like, well, I guess, I mean, if you just approach it with that mentality of someone will tell me when I'm not supposed to do something, then you can do anything you want. Proud to be
That's the official
American.
Sit socks stance, I think.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So on that note, I guess this will conclude our brief podcast.
It's how many minutes is it? 21, is that?
That's not too
it's bad. Probably our shortest.
It's not quite the shortest, but you can see it from here.
I was going to make a dick joke, but that was probably more appropriate.
Dick joke!
It's not the shortest, but you can see it through the pubic hair.
Anyway.
I did it anyway.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Regret it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.